Blog Talk Radio.
Goodness and mercy. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be coming up shortly, right after some quick announcements for you. God bless you. Woo-hoo! God is good. Praise him, praise him. Amen. God bless you. Because of the internet, the network is all across the globe. We thank God for what he's doing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give out that number. The call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the number, ladies and gentlemen, that you can be a part of the network. We want to encourage you to tweet out, to LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just put the number out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's live right now with Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time. The number, 347 843-455-9. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines later for those who like to request prayer live. We'll do that as well at the proper time. We'll have some other announcements as well coming up after Bishop prays, and also as we're led by Bishop on this time. Thank you so much for that. The number, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to give God another round of applause for who he is. He's awesome and amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, I want to encourage you, man, I tell you, Dr. Crenshaw, for those who don't know, Dr. Crenshaw is the wife of Bishop John Crenshaw. She was just on Facebook, and I think the internet almost shut down, ladies and gentlemen. It was powerful, but I want you guys to go to Dr. Dr. Janice Crenshaw on Facebook. I want you to go back and listen to that powerful broadcast she did earlier, ladies and gentlemen, just a few minutes ago. Dr. Dr. Janice Crenshaw on Facebook. Y'all listen to that, and then you guys push that out. You need to push it out to everybody you know on the planet to be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. And if you can't find it, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn. I'll be glad to get it to you. Just give me a quick text at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the Word. We're going to read the Word and then release the mic to Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Our scripture tonight is 1 John. 1 John, for those who have the Word with them tonight, either on your cell phone, smartphone, tablet, doesn't matter. The Word is the Word everywhere. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, ladies and gentlemen. 1 John 5, 14 through 15. We're going to encourage you to read the entire chapter at your convenience as well, so the Lord will continue to bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this, oh, I love this part. Even that part gets you excited. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, come on now, anything according to his will, he heareth us. Wow. 15 says, and if we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Somebody give a round of applause for the man of God coming up and the Word. God bless you. Bless you. Welcome, Bishop. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise your name. We glorify you. Lord, we appreciate you for your goodness, your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us another opportunity. We thank you, Almighty God, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We magnify you because you are the God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, for your precious angels to watch about us and protect us from all danger. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy, your loving kindness. We thank you for your word. Your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We magnify you, O God. We appreciate you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for every soul today. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you continue to bless your people everywhere, all over this world. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We humble ourselves in your presence. We seek after you, Almighty God. We need you as never before. Direct our path, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We appreciate you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they already are. And Father, Lord, you said in the word of God said, one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight, Almighty God, for hundreds and millions of people tonight. We stand in the gap tonight as prayer warriors. God,
in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory and give you honor, God, as your angels encamp about us. Your angels encamp about us. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No diseases, no plagues in the name of Mosheko. Father, we thank you, God. And you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, for our people was on it. But with your stripe, we've already been healed. We give you thanks and we magnify your name, Father God. We thank you, God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord Mosheko, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you tonight, Lord Mosheko, Ramirez, Karaboshek, Andereboshek, Randia Sata. We thank you, Lord Mosheko, Ramalabeshek, as you heal tonight, as you deliver tonight, as you set free tonight. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We plead the blood, and we come against all sickness, all disease. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, God. We thank you for long life. We thank you, God, as you're healing those that are in the hospital, those that are sick at home, those that are in nursing home, those that God, Lord, Mosheko, Rande, Abade. Oh, God, Lord, Mosheka, Abade, Asa. Oh, God, Misandro, Bokondo, Sika, Mediasa. We can the Mosheko, Dosa, Nalabeko. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We praise your name, God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our salvation. You are our hope. You are our peace. You are our comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We pull it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father God, we stand on your word and we call it so in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word and we decree and declare your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. You sent your word and it healed them. You sent your word and it delivered them. You sent your word and it saved them. You sent your word and it gave them life. You sent your word about Sheko Rama Tiria Kondo. God, we thank you. God, we glory you. We glorify your name, Jesus. We lift your name up, oh God. We praise you. We thank you for mothers and fathers today. We thank you for parents today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, give them peace in a past of all understanding. Give them peace, God. Lord, look on the families today, God. Look on families today, oh my Lord. Look on families, oh God. We pour down every stronghold of the enemy. Come to destroy families today. We come against Father God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you bless the people of God. Bless the people, God, that work in the hospital. Bless those that work on the front line, God. Bless those that give in today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to help your people everywhere. Father God, we are Sunday of Moko, Tabasi, Tana Lamoko, Father, the Meshako, the Lamoka, yes, Sunday of Moko, Dosa, the Maya, Rekon, the Mosika, the Sunday of Mokota, Yuna, Matekon, the Moshe, you shall meet a Lamoko, no Sunday, the Beko, Dosi, you will meet every need, God, the Moshe, you are the Sunday, the Beko, no Sataba. You will give them a peace that passes all understanding. Father God, we glorify you tonight. We lift your name up, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glorify you. We adore you. We appreciate you, oh God. We hung after you. The time is up for you. We thirst after you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, have your way, have your way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, remember America, God. We repent of our sins, oh God. We repent of our shortcomings, oh God. We repent of our failures, oh Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, wash us in your blood. Purify our hearts. of God. Create us with a new mind and a right spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the light of the world, oh God. You are the true and living God. You're invisible, oh God. There's none with you, there's none beside you, there's none like you, oh God. Oh God, you are supreme, you are the governor of all, oh God. Father God, we thank you, as you look on the governors, oh God, look on the president, oh God. Oh God, we ask for mercy, oh God. We ask for girl, Abasita. Father God, we thank you tonight, God, as you take lives tonight, as you heal tonight, as you set free tonight, God, as you comfort those that lost loved ones tonight, God. Father God, you're all knowing. There's no secret that you don't know about, God. But God, let us be aware of your word. Let us be aware of your will. Wake us, oh God, I'm out of sleep, oh God. Oh God, God, we thank you for reviving and I'm a spirit man. We thank you for renewing us, oh God. We thank you for creating us a clean heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you as you're raising up the kingdom of God, as you're manifesting yourself like never before. We thank you for all the miracles that have been taking place. We thank you for all those that have been healed and set free, Lord. We thank you for those that come out of the hospital, God. And oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that have been set free in the name of Jesus. We praise you for the healing, God. We praise you for God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. We glorify you for your people, oh God. We thank you for the body of Christ, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word prevail, oh God. Your word prevail. Your light shine in dark places, God. Test the heart of people everywhere, Lord. Say it to the utmost in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. You will show yourself strong in this season, in this hour. God, like never before, those that have high blood pressure, those that have sugar diabetes, those that have cancer, those that have all kinds of ailments, God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your delivering power. We give you assurance, oh God. In your word, God, we thank you and we glorify you. We call it so, God. We call those things that be not as though they already are. God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're all-knowing. There's no secret that you don't know about. Reveal, expose, and declare every evil work in the name of Jesus. And reveal and expose it and destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let God arrive. Let the enemy be scattered. Let them that hate it flee before as smoke and driven away dry. That evil sakorabosha, Romana lebecondo sika la lebeshe, that evil or somebody I conosa the lebeco roboshe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, test the mind of that individual, test the heart of that individual, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your opening door, God. We thank you for making ways out of no way, God, even in this time, God, where people have lost their job, God. We know that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Take them through it, God. Take them through it, Jesus. Take us through it, Lord. God, give us all of our sake. No more seek about. We are from local, no more see about. We surrender to you, God. We surrender to your perfect will, God. We surrender to your word, God. And we call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you for your miracles. We thank you for your blessings and promises coming to pass. And we forever give you glory, and all glory go to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, God, look on that Mosaka, La Mosheka, La Basa. Lord, in the name of Jesus, comfort that man, that woman tonight. Look on that man that may be incarcerated tonight. God, we ask for mercy, oh God. We ask for miracles to take place, God. We ask for God, we see God, we call it so in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your miracle working power. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We stand in agreement, God. We stand in agreement, oh God. And we give you praise and we call it done even now, God. even now in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give you glory and honor. No flesh shall receive it in glory, God, but it will go to you, and we thank you for everything that you have already done. We thank you for the manifestation of the miracle that is even being performed even now. Tomorrow will not be like yesterday. Oh, God, tomorrow will not be like yesterday, God. We thank you, God, for turnaround. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for miracles, signs, and wonders. And, God, we forever give you praise. We thank you for doors of being opened. We thank you for ways of being made. We thank you for visions, oh, God. And people are being blessed. Oh, God, those have been like tonight, God. Lord, we thank you as you meet the needs by touching somebody's heart, God. Oh, God, and we give you glory for it. And we forever give you praise. And, God, remember that Marie family tonight. Strengthen them and encourage their hearts. Let them know, God, that you are there. Let them know that they're going to come through this. And, God, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, as the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time, with Bishop, you better give God some praise. Amen. 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 At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for prayer after we have Minister Tamika come on in here in a few seconds here. But if you like special prayer requests, we'll turn it back over to Bishop later. Just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone if you have a comment, question, or like to say a few words as well. God bless you. So we'll do that. But at this time, I want to open up the line for Minister Tamika. Minister, you're online. God bless you.
God bless you. Saints of God. We thank God for Bishop Crenshaw for that prayer. Truly, in this time, we are in need of prayer. More so than ever. There's never a time where we don't need prayer. Amen. And on tonight, we're just going to talk a little bit, just going to encourage you a little bit about the moment that we're in. As I was going before the Lord let me know that we're in a moment of interlude. We're in a time of where we're in a season in our lives where this country, our nation, is in an interlude. And just to give you a definition of what interlude is, it's an intervening or interruptive period, space, or event. And the true purpose of an interlude is the interlude begins as a transitional moment for audiences to catch their breath between the acts of a play or a movie. Today, interludes are most commonly employed as a pit stop. How many know that we are truly in a pit stop? Everything has come to a hold. Everything has come to a stop. Things that we used to do, we were paused in the middle of everything that we would do on a daily basis. It is employed as a pit stop, an opportunity to recalibrate and refocus our ears on the bigger picture. Amen. How many know that it's truly time for us to recalibrate some things, to refocus? Amen. And recalibrate, we're going to define that just so we're going to make it plain and clear as to what we're talking about and what we're doing and what the Lord is saying to us. To recalibrate is to change the way you do or think about something. Also, to make small changes to an instrument so that it measures accurately. How many know that this is truly a time to gauge some things, to look at some things in our lives, to see if we need to recalibrate some things? Pretty much recalibrate means to tweak it. See what you need to tweak, what we need to tweak during this time. God has brought us to a standstill. He has brought us to an interlude, to where now it's time to just reevaluate some things. It's time where we come back to take a breath, to pause, and to see exactly where we are, if we are lined up with the will of God, if we're lined up with the word of God, if we're some things we've lost along the way, our dreams, our ambitions, things that we desired, our expectations, somewhere we lost that thrill along the line. So it's time to recalibrate and refocus. Refocus means to adjust the focus of. Focus on something new or different. Amen. What is it that you need to refocus on? What is it you need to adjust your focus and your attention on that somehow along the way with this busy life that we had, that now you can see that there's a moment of refocusing and recalibrating. We couldn't do that when we was jumping up, running to work every day, going to the grocery store, coming back, cooking, doing homework, praying, Bible study. We had so much going on. So God said, I'm going to bring you to this time of interlude. Let's take another look. Let's slow things down. Let's get things back in order. Let's refocus some things. Let's recalibrate some things. And as I began to think about interlude and just thinking about different things and to recalibrate and to refocus, I think about just how God is setting us up for this next journey, for this next open door, for this next opportunity in our lives. And I think about, I was listening to Dr. Crenshaw, and the Lord had already put in my spirit about connections, divine connections, and networking. And I think about the book of Esther, and I think about how Esther was set up. A lot of times we put the focus on Esther, but how about Mordecai? Mordecai set Esther up to enter into the king's palace. Mordecai said, okay, niece, you've been hanging out with me. You're pretty. You got a lot going for you. But we gotta move from this place that we're in. We've been here long enough. We paused here long enough. It's time to recalibrate. It's time to do something new. It's time to do something different. It's time to think different. So he set pointed time where Queen Vashti decided that she was going to walk out of integrity and lose her all of her integrity, and where Esther could stand up in her integrity and be brought before the king and end up saving her people, and not only her people, her uncle. So in this time, God have us to recalibrate and to refocus, because we don't know who we're about to bump into. We don't know who we're about to run into. We don't know what opportunities are coming. So we have to be in a place of preparation. He had to slow us down so that we can see things a little differently. He had to slow us down that we might hear things a little differently. Amen. It's time to refocus and recalibrate in this time of interlude. It's time to take another breath, breathe deeply, start over. Rewrite the vision. Rewrite the plan. Execute your strategy and your plan. Amen. Amen. So this is our moment of interlude. God said, I had to slow you down. I had to get your attention. I had to stop everything and everybody so that now we can make the main thing the main thing. Amen. Bless God. I pray, God, that you were encouraged. I pray, God, that you take this word and you take your moment of interlude and get in alignment and things in your life spiritually and also naturally. Those ambitions, those desires, those business ideas, throw those things out there. Go ahead and launch that business. Go ahead and write that book. God has slowed you down so that our thoughts might be clearer.
Amen.
And that our ideas might be clear. Amen. Bless God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tamika. That was powerful. Right on time with Dr. Crenshaw was saying, what Bishop prayed. Amen. 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 We serve a mighty God, but he wants all your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. As we continue, we're going to mention only your last four digits on your phone because you are on the World Wide Web. And if you have a prayer request or comment or question for Bishop, we're going to take all the prayer requests and then we'll give it back over to Bishop. So at this time, so once again, last four digits only, hit *1 on your phone. And we do have a caller. Caller 6569, you're live on the air for Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, I want to give a special thanks to Bishop for that prayer. And I'd like the Bishop to give a special prayer to all the families who lose loved ones and the loved ones pass all alone without a visitor due to the pandemic, and then time for the burial, that the families can't really come together as we usually do at the funeral homes and the funeral parlors and at the churches to put our loved ones away. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. Bishop, back to you. Bless you. Amen. Bishop Crenshaw, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Father, we thank you tonight as you already watches over your word to perform it, and as we stand in agreement with those that have lost loved ones, that you will comfort them in this hour like never before, and you be with them and let them know that you are all-knowing, and God, there's nothing that you don't understand. And Father, we ask you, God, for your grace and mercy, continue to strengthen them in this hour, and let them know that people are concerned about their welfare, their lives, and the pain, and they feel their discomfort. And Father, we ask you to strengthen them in this hour as you continue to bless them and be with them. And Father, we give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you today. Thank you so much for that. We want you to always know that Jesus is alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. Holy Spirit is alive and well, even moving right now. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we want to give an opportunity for Dr. Janice Crenshaw to come on if she'd like there. I'm opening up her line. This is the wonderful wife of Bishop John Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, give you some time there.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin, and praise God for that awesome prayer. And praise God, Minister Mika, that word was absolutely rich and powerful. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And the main thing that stood out to me was the calibration. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely so accurate and so true. Praise God. That inside, innermost being, we should be being sensitive to the Holy Spirit to allow Him to calibrate and to give us a divine direction and put some things back in order that have been out of order in our lives. Amen. Vision has been out of order. Praise God. Our purpose has somewhat been out of disalignment. Praise God. But this is a time that God has certainly positioned us to put all things back in order. Such a powerful word. I would have to say I encourage you to go back on my Facebook page, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and be blessed by that word and realize that in this season of calibration that the Lord is positioning us for uncommon favor. So don't be strange or seem it might be strange on how the Lord is going to release resources into your life. But never be dependent upon, praise God, the resource, but be dependent upon the source, who is our God, our Savior, and our Lord. He's going to make sure that we're covered. He's going to make sure that we're taken care of. He's going to always provide. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. I am excited about what the Lord is doing in this season. So you be encouraged and know that the Lord is with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you, but he'll be with you always until the end of the world. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe there, if you don't know, that was Dr. Janice Crenshaw, the wonderful wife of Bishop John Crenshaw, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys just put your hands together one more time. You just can't praise him enough. Before we turn this back over to Bishop, just praise God for everything that's been said today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for everybody that's been on the prayer line tonight. We appreciate the Lord for each and everyone out there. As we continue to pray for our nation and the world, as we continue to hold fast the confidence according to the word of God, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "And I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." This is what God is thinking about you. And we are praying for you. We love you. And continue to hold on to the word of God. This too shall pass. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you, Bishop, for your time tonight on the network. Amen. I want to encourage everybody to share this out to everybody that you know. because we know that the Holy Spirit can move in all areas of life, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what your language is or what part of the land on the planet that you're on. They'll be blessed by the words from Dr. Crenshaw, Minister Tamika, and Bishop's prayer. It goes over all facets of the world, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God that he may be glorified today on all that's been said in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our schedule, our regular schedule is Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Also on Thursday evening, Lord willing, will be back on Thursday evening, 8 p.m. with Bishop on prayer. And then Saturday morning at 8 a.m. On our network as well. Everybody's been so busy and some of our schedules have been interrupted, but we just thank God for the opportunity to be here tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, always remember that we're going to always continue to pray. We'll be praying always, not just three times, but probably three times a minute these days. You know, you're going to pray all the time. So we're praying for you and we want you to know. But also, too, if you have a prayer request, right, you can text me. We'll make sure Bishop gets that prayer request at 404-401-0233, and we'll be putting it out on our social media as well, that for anybody who would like to have a prayer request for themselves, family members, co-workers, business partners, your neighborhood, city, government, whatever you got to do, you know, whatever we need to do, we got to continue. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to always remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we're going to leave you with a song from Ernest Pugh, I Need Your Glory. And we're going to get us some other songs in the future as Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop lead, so we can get them ready for you on the network. But we do need God's glory. God bless you. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. We love you.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I. Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me and more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. It's been another great evening with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, on prayer time, we thank you so much for joining us. And remember to always, always praise the Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Have a great evening and a good week coming up. Bye-bye.